Most of the building is new. The structure, the essential structure, is original from 1877, that being the foundation, the exterior walls, and some of the demising walls and the main beams and trusses throughout the building. However, the vast majority of the interiors are rebuilt and are not renovated, they're rebuilt and they're brand new. But they're designed to look in a way that mimics and reflects on the Victorian heritage while still being a fairly modern building.
I was going to say, just from the lamps to the floors, it seems like it's an old-fashioned kind of look. For
it is. We have a wonderful architect named Glenn Coben from New York City, and he took Victorian styles and Victorian motifs and then emulated them in a modern style that reflects well on the building.
Great. Let's continue the touring.
So as you come in, you'll see that there are a lot of food and beverage facilities. We call our style of operation gastrocentric hospitality. Because with only 32 guest rooms, we have almost 600 food and beverage seats between restaurants, bars, outdoor seating areas, the Salt and Char restaurant next door that also has a private event room, our large ballroom, and a series of outdoor patios. So there's a tremendous amount of food and beverage operations. This is the one that's the more recognized name, the Blue Hen. It's a fine dining restaurant, and it sits here inside this beautiful glass conservatory. You can see that there's the beautiful indoor gazebo-like feel of the conservatory, where you have dining for breakfast and dinner. There's the outdoor section with umbrellas, and then past that there's yet another 40-seat outdoor terrace that has a bar out there and a space for private events, as well as for just sitting around in the afternoon and having a cocktail.
Now, I think before the renovations took place, some Saratogians might remember this back area as a little garden.
Yes. So the third outdoor section in the rear, which we're calling the Adelphi Gardens, is physically where the swimming pool used to be, but it's going to be designed as the Adelphi Gardens were in the past. Heavily landscaped, lots of lush plantings, trellises, vines, tall potted trees, things of that kind.
This is beautiful.
We might as well walk right through the Blue Hen.
Sure.
Into the ballroom. That'll give you a feel for another key feature of the hotel. So this ballroom seats roughly 160, 170 people. And the front one-third has a wall so that you can separate it into two smaller, medium-sized rooms. And the real exciting part is that the front section is going to be designed with lobby-style furniture. So it will be essentially an extension of the lobby, and there'll be coffee in the morning and cocktails in the afternoon, and you can sit down and just have a meeting if you like. There's no obligation to purchase anything. It's just, we want it to be a gathering place for the guests of the hotel, as well as for the local residents of Saratoga Springs or anybody who's passing through. Now, if you're willing to take a small side trip, is that acceptable?
I think I can take a small side trip.
Okay,
yep.
So we're going to take a small side trip down into the cellar of the hotel, because we have this one glorious space that we've set aside that will be behind a glass door that goes here, which is a 16-seat private wine dining room in a wine cellar environment. We had a local artist create the sort of the historical stucco feel of the arched barrel vault ceiling, and then voila, if you want a private event, this is the place to do it.
So this is the staircase from the lobby.
Yeah, so this staircase was built in 1877. It's the original staircase from the hotel. It's made of American walnut that grew in the forests here outside of Saratoga Springs. And a local craftsperson named Dave Bennett completely disassembled the entire stairwell, brought it back to his shop, refinished it, and reinstalled it. And it took him and his assistants 6 months. But it was a labor of love. So this is the Polaris suite. What makes it unique is that it has a very, very large bathroom and shower. The shower easily holds 6, 8, or 10 people, if you'd like.
Wow.
And the other key feature of this suite that makes it so interesting is that there is a private outdoor patio, an outdoor terrace with your own hot tub.
Look at
and
that.
And privacy with some lighting and a screen that goes across the front if you'd like.
So you get a little bit of sky too. And
you do. It's a beautiful view and it's very relaxing and it's very appropriate for all. So there is a veranda in the front here, which overlooks all of Broadway. So these suites have the veranda, and then this common area is a parlor that's used for hotel guests as well. This beautiful outdoor terrace that has generous seating for lots of people, and then privacy doors that can be locked.
And this is what you'll see from the street as well. I think that a lot of people are familiar with the with the facade of this building. Of course, it's been completely repainted.
Yes, this is actually the color that comes the closest to the original color of the hotel from 1877. The brown color, the darker colors, are a more recent addition from the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. So this brings it back and to the original color, and we are we coordinated with the local and state and national historic associations to make sure that we were reflecting the historically correct colors when we painted the hotel and designed the hotel.
There's a lot of homework that went into this building.
There's a tremendous amount of homework, and it was a huge team. We have amazingly valuable and exceptional owner investors who have not spared a penny to do the right thing, to make sure the finishes are correct, to make sure the quality of the materials are the best, and are commercially sourced. So it starts with that team, and then of course the designers, the consultants, the engineers, the architects, all contributed to building a building that is extremely robust, not only physically but culturally, and will last for centuries.
And this is the first week of operations?
It is. We opened on Sunday, October 1st, and we have our first wedding this weekend, so we're very excited that business is immediately starting to come to the hotel and is treating us well.